From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump's advisors are sticking up for the response to Hurricane Maria and the devastation in Puerto Rico. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Elaine Duke told reporters outside the White House that things were well in hand.
You are seeing devastation in Puerto Rico. That is the fault of the hurricane. The relief effort is under control. It is proceeding very well, considering the devastation that took place.
Advisor Tom Bossert says news of the devastation and frustration on the island isn't so much wrong as it is outdated. Hundreds of University of Nairobi students fought running battles with police around their campus as they protested against the detention of an opposition legislator and former student leader. Incoming student leader Jamal Burkhan spoke about the protest.
Saying we want Babu Owino out. Are we asking for too much?
No.
Are we asking for too much?
No.
And IG Boynette is doing a very poor job because the ratio of policemen to students to comrades is 1 to 100, which the ratio is not okay.
Paul Angili Owino was rearrested on Wednesday, shortly after being released on bail on charges of subversion for calling President Uhuru Kenyatta a son of a dog at a campaign rally Sunday. A mudslide has killed two people in northern Guatemala and left eight more missing. National Disaster Agency spokesman David Lee Leon says a woman and a baby were swept away by the movement of the earth, water, and rocks. About 25 homes were damaged in the Wednesday night slide. Photographs showed homes and vehicles buried in the debris. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media for more. This is VOA News. A report finds significant improvement is being made in Somalia's human rights situation, but challenges do remain. Lisa Schlein has the story.
The report says both natural and man-made factors are to blame for ongoing human rights abuses in Somalia. A major concern is the violation of the right to life. The report says military personnel and civilians are being killed by Al-Shabaab militants through improvised explosives, ambushes, assassinations, and other random attacks. Baham Tom Nyanduga is the independent expert on the human rights situation in Somalia. The independent expert urges the government of Somalia to strengthen its laws and judicial system to better promote and protect human rights. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan lashed out against Iraq's Kurdish region, who voted on independence from Iraq. Jeffrey Young has the story.
Speaking at a police academy graduation ceremony in Ankara, Erdogan called on Masoud Barzani, the leader of Iraq's Kurdish administration, to be content with the region's current semi-autonomous status.
The Kurdistan regional government has in fact thrown itself into the middle of the fire with its senseless attempt at independence. I don't accept anyone's independence.
Turkey had forged close ties to the Iraq Kurdish region, but is strongly opposed to its moves toward independence. It has threatened military action and economic sanctions against the landlocked region. Jeffrey Young, VOA News.
South Korea expects more provocative acts by North Korea next month. Andrew Palcheski has the details.
Seoul says the acts are likely to coincide with the anniversary of the founding of the North Korean Communist Party and China's all-important Communist Party Congress. During a meeting with President Moon Jae-in Thursday, National Security Advisor Chung Wi-yong said he expected Pyongyang to act around October 10th and 18th. He did not give any details. The South Korean Security Advisor's report also pointed to the risk that a military conflict could be sparked by quote-unquote accidental incidents, said lawmaker Park Won-ju. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
On Friday, all international flights to the Kurdish region are set to be canceled in retaliation for the independence referendum this week that passed with more than 92% of the vote. International flights will be canceled as of 6 p.m. local time Friday and will remain so until December 29th, according to the Erbil International Airport. Humanitarian workers say the flight cancellations could have a dire impact on the lives of the region's 1.6 million refugees and displaced people. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.